In today's word, I want to share with you the secret about how to find lasting happiness. Well, at least as much as I can in 2 minutes. He was not just a senior citizen. He was a grouchy senior citizen. He was known for his negative views about nearly everything in life. One day he dozed off in his big chair. The children in the house decided to pull a little prank on him. While he slept, they put Limburger cheese in his mustache. When he awoke, he took a big whiff of the smelly cheese, looked around and shouted, "This room stinks!" He walked into another room, took another big whiff and said, "This room stinks too!" He meandered through the house and found the same odor in every room. Finally, he went outside, took another sniff and shouted, "The whole world stinks!" In my life, I've met several of the whole world stinks people. I'm sure you have too. Everything that happens in their life causes them to see the negative side of things. To them, the whole world does stink. One common trait of all of these kinds of people is that they're not happy. Oh, from time to time, they do find a moment of happiness, but it is soon driven out by the negative bend they have toward life. In urging us not to be like that, Paul told the Corinthians to take every thought captive to make it obedience to Christ. In Philippians 4:8, Paul shows us how to do this. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." You can take every thought captive, but how? It is by focusing your thinking on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, or lonely. Only when you do this will you have the result promised in the next verse. The God of peace will be with you. Those who follow this simple principle will be letting this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, and will then, and only then, find lasting happiness. By the way, they will also find that others enjoy being around them more. I'm Lonnie Davis. Today's heart word is Proverbs 24:10. If you falter in time of trouble, how small is your strength? Here's a little note. Some folks think they're strong because they're usually strong. But your strength of character is not measured by how you usually are. You are strong because of how you are strong in times of trouble. Or as one person put it, you are what you are in the squeeze.